Let us pray. For the gift of this day, Lord, may we never take a day of it for granted. For every regular old day that we have to be with those that we love, help us to soak up every single moment. We can get so caught up in worrying about this and that and the other thing that whole days and weeks and months even can fly by where we are so focused on the negative that we barely even take the time to notice the miracles you've placed right in front of us, like friends and family, work to do, people who care when we're down, and who love us even through our crabbiness and quirks. For the gift of freedom in being able to worship in safety and comfort. For budding trees and baby's toes, hot coffee in the morning and dinner every night. We are so blessed. When we're walking down the road of life, focusing on our burdens rather than our blessings, open our eyes that we might see that you are walking right alongside us every single step of the way. As we walk this long and winding road called life, help the worries that occupy our minds and our hearts fade away as we learn to trust that you've got this. When you promised us, I will not leave you orphaned, I will love you and I will reveal myself to you, you meant it. Thank you. Amen. Guess what? It's Memorial Day weekend. We made it. The snow actually did melt. The lakes actually did thaw, just barely, mind you. I look out, I know the Minnetonka is filled to overflowing without even looking at it, because I look out my office in Minneapolis at Minnehaha Creek, and I see it burgeoning forth, getting ready to spill over as it makes its way down to the beautiful Minnehaha Falls. Isn't God the Creator amazing? The apple blossoms and lilacs burst forth in all their perfumed glory. Hosta and tulips and chives and dandelions spring forth from the ground. Isn't it miraculous? That's what I'm telling my neighbors when I don't mow my lawn. The dandelions are miraculous. Bunnies hop through the grass and birds are chirping everywhere. Ah, new life and new growth. Grills are being fired up, picnic baskets filled, people flock to cabins and to cemeteries to place flowers on the graves of their loved ones. Life is so good. Memorial Day began way back in the late 1800s. The Civil War ended in the spring of 1865, and it was the most casualties that America had ever seen. And so communities everywhere began the tradition of placing flowers on graves and holding celebrations each spring to honor the life of their loved one. They soon made it official, calling it Decoration Day. And now, of course, it is Memorial Day. Today, we honor not only the fallen soldiers, but also all those that we've loved and we've lost in life. Most of us have lost someone significant that we love. If you live life and if you love, you will lose someone that you love. But would we have it any other way? This morning, I'd love to share with you a story of a dear friend who died way too young, and the cloud of witnesses that God placed around his family to lift them up in their grief. I'll begin with this morning's text and then tell you about some photos. In the Acts text that Pastor Dixon read, Jesus and his disciples were all gathered together, and they're asking him, essentially, what is going on? When will our country have the leader that we want? When are things going to get back to normal? What is the plan? And Jesus tells them, you don't need to worry about the timing and this and that and the other thing. You just need to trust that God has a plan. And in the meantime, however, before it's all worked out and we're all gathered together again in God's kingdom together forever, be my witnesses. Tell people about God's love. Show people God's love. And then a great big cloud envelops Jesus and he's gone. Here is that command some 2,000 years later being followed out. Last Saturday afternoon, my phone beeped consecutive 4 times, and I look down and I see 4 photos downloading. The first photo was Pastor Calland, who was up at camp at the moment, standing on the dock at Lake Caribou, his arms draped over the shoulders of 2 young men, one of them being one of my sons, Ben, and the other being Ben's friend, Aaron. 3 big smiles, all happy campers, standing there with huge sweatshirts because it was freezing cold, knit caps pulled over their ears, waders up to here, following 2 days of hard work putting in the docks for the camping season. The ice had just gone out 2 days prior. Can you imagine? And the water was intensely and icily cold. The second photo shows Pastor Callan, but we see this, arms like this, pushing. And you see 2 young men in various stages of falling off the dock into aforementioned frigid waters. My son still with his sunny orange sunglasses on. The third shows them all being pulled up onto the docks, aided by the help of all the veteran dock setters, all having had their turn at the same initiation rite throughout the years. And the fourth shows these 2 young men with the camp cross, which you girls know so well, at their back, on the docks, soaking wet from head to toe, with the hugest smiles I had ever seen on anyone's face ever. Did I mention how cold that water was? My son Ben later told me he should have suspected something when Pastor Callan said, oh, could I see your guys' cell phones for a moment? Oh, we don't have them. Perfect. What the photo didn't show was what had happened just 2 days before. Those same waiter-wearing, wonderful men were all sitting in church in suits and in ties, shoulders shuddering up and down, eyes filled with tears as they did their very best to comfort the now soaking wet Aaron, his brother, and his sister at their dad's funeral. All these men who for years had been putting in the camp docks with their buddy Matt, shocked that he died so unexpectedly and so young, and so they grieved deeply and then became angels to their buddy's son, sharing grief and joy and laughter and rookie initiation shenanigans and faith, a cloud of witnesses. 10 days prior to that, Aaron texted me, Pastor Monica, my dad died less than an hour ago, and the most amazing thing happened. The critical care doctor who was with us when we removed the machines shared with us that she too had spent many a summer at Cathedral of the Pines, just like Dad and me. And so she laid a picture of that same cross in which those soaking wet boys had stood on his dad's chest. They all held hands over Matt and sang, "I will not be afraid. I will not be afraid." And then, "Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, help me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn." They prayed the Lord's Prayer together, and Matt slipped peacefully away into the waiting arms of Jesus, God's cloud of witnesses. Our gospel text from John this morning is a recording of Jesus' last words to his disciples. They don't yet know what's coming, but Jesus does. And so he's trying to prepare them for what lies ahead, for the worry and the grief and the fear that they'll have when their friend dies. His words begin with a beautiful text that we so often hear at funerals. "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God and believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go and prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also." And then Jesus continues telling them this before he goes: "I will not leave you orphaned. I'm going to come to you. You may no longer see me, but I will love you and I will reveal myself to you." Jesus reveals himself to us in those that God places around us, in this cloud of witnesses. Those waiter-wearing men were Jesus' clouds that day. We are Jesus' clouds anytime we reach out to someone in need, anytime we extend a loving hand, anytime we reach out to someone who's grieving, anytime we place flowers on someone's grave. We are Jesus' cloud of witnesses. Most of us have experienced death in our lives. Sometimes it comes as sweet relief, expected or even welcomed like a friend. And sometimes it comes like a thief in the night, unexpected, unwelcome, and devastating. But one thing I know for sure is that however death may come, however life comes for that matter, God is always, always with us. We are a lot like those disciples, aren't we? At least I know I am. We want to know, what is the plan? Is my kid going to be okay? Will my children find happiness? What is going on in this world? Will the cancer recede? Does he or she still love me? And all the while, Jesus is telling us, you don't need to worry about when and if this and that and the other thing will happen. You just need to trust me. Trust that God has a plan. And in the meantime, however, before it's all worked out and we're all in God's kingdom together forever, be my witnesses. Tell people about God's love. Show people about God's love. This young man, Aaron, whose father, Matt, had just died, went from death and grief to life and love in the blink of an eye. The loving doctor of faith had something to do with that. The icy cold waters of Caribou had something to do with that. But I think it was God, God revealing God's self in a cloud of witnesses. Friends and angels placed all around us, walking with us in our pain and reminding us that God is with us. Emmanuel, God is with us. Amen.